You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
And we're ready to go live from Jupiter, Florida. I mean, it doesn't get a whole lot better than this. I'm Dave Brandon with Jen Langosch. And Jen, welcome to spring training. Happy spring training to you. How's it feel down there in sunny Florida?
It feels very warm, but it's wonderful. It's wonderful to be back down here. You know, Cardinals camp doesn't open really officially for a couple more days, but now having been down here a couple of days myself, most of the players are already here, lots of games of catch going on, lots of bullpen sessions already. So, you know, after a winter of talking all about baseball returning, it's nice to be down here in the nice weather and certainly to see some baseball activity again.
So any, you know, you got any news yet? Anybody, you know, tweaking a swing, altering, you know, their arm angle, adding pitches? What do you got? Any news yet?
Yeah, I spoke to Kevin Segrist earlier today after watching him. He threw a bullpen session, really a solo bullpen session alongside Mike Matheny, who's kind of watching. And, you know, Kevin is trying to work in a curveball to his repertoire this year. We might remember that he tried out the slider with okay effectiveness, but just never really felt a good feel for the pitch. Began talking to both Adam Wainwright and Tyler Lyons about their curve, and he now has a feel for the pitch and is going to be working on that throughout spring. So, you know, we saw Kevin Segrist really come up with an electric fastball. We saw him last year use his changeup a lot more than he had in his first 2 years in the majors. Now he wants to add a curve into the mix. So we'll see how that progresses throughout spring, but I can tell you, if you're going to try to learn a curve from anybody, I'd say Adam Wainwright's the right teacher to have.
Yeah, no doubt. Look at you, by the way. I mean, you hardly have a chance to unpack the bags and you're breaking news.
I'm trying. You know, it's funny. When you get down here, there's so many stories here the first couple weeks that you look forward to doing. And, you know, ask me 6 or 7 weeks from now what news I'm breaking. It's a little tougher then after you feel like you've exhausted everything. But it is. It's good to be down here. Like, Kevin's, in addition to that, also talked to Yadi Molina. He has his cast off, so that's certainly newsworthy for Cardinal Nation. Wearing a splint right now, hopes to resume catching in about 2 to 3 weeks. Still with an eye on opening day. So we'll probably know probably in early to mid-March whether or not that will be realistic, but certainly another guy to keep your eye on down here.
You know, the other thing for Cardinal Nation, Jen, is just to have this offseason over in a weird way. You know, it's just so slow, and I think it's disappointing on some levels, you know, having lost a handful of guys and then, you know, just not really making that big splash. So it'll be fun to talk about stuff on the field. But what are we going to be talking about? Is there a big position battle that stands out to you, something along those lines?
You know, it's interesting because they come into camp, I feel differently than they have a couple, you know, the last couple years that I've been with this team, and that there really aren't that many positions and roster spots up for grabs. You know, I think about the last couple years, they've always had at least a fifth starter competition. Right now, they've got a rotation that is basically set, of course, barring injury. You look at their bullpen, maybe they have one spot up for grabs. You look at the position player side, maybe one bench job up for grabs. So I think Greg Garcia has the inside track as your backup shortstop. So not necessarily a lot of roster spots available for the taking. Again, injuries can certainly change that in a heartbeat, but I do think there are roles to be defined. And I think for me, that's kind of be interesting to follow over the next 7 weeks. You know, you look at first base, for instance, you have Brandon Moss and Matt Adams both coming off disappointing seasons. Adams, obviously, the quad injury keeping him out for much of the year. Brandon Moss never really able to find the strength in the year back from his hip surgery. So, you know, how does that play out? The Cardinals certainly seem to be interested in giving Brandon Moss the first opportunity at first base. But what happens if Matt Adams shows up here and rakes in spring training and Brandon Moss stumbles? So I think things like that will be more interesting maybe per se than roster spots up for grabs. But, you know, I don't need to tell Cardinal fans that the last few springs there have always been it seems to be a key guy go down with injury in spring. So these storylines can shift quite quickly down here as well.
Yeah. What else intrigues you about this camp? I mean, it is, you know, the division so tight up on the top. Obviously, the Cubs have made their moves. The Pirates continue to, you know, contend and upset the apple cart a little bit. What is the tenor like at this Cardinals camp?
Yeah, it was funny because we talked to Mike Matheny earlier today, and he really stressed that he wants this to be a fun camp. And anybody who knows Mike Matheny, he is a very serious, very hardworking type guy who doesn't really act like he has much fun most of the time, even though I certainly know he enjoys his job and loves the players that he deals with. But he's trying to kind of keep away from this feeling that spring and then the season that follows is a grind. And I think as we look back to last year and you watch kind of what went wrong at the end, it was a Cardinals team that, quite frankly, was exhausted from the push of the 7.5 months leading up to it. So he's trying to find new ways to keep this group relaxed, to keep them having fun. I do think we'll hear a lot about the Cubs here in Florida, even though they're, of course, on the other side of the country getting ready for their season. You know, and then you ask kind of okay, what else interests me in camp. I think health is going to be a big thing these next 7 weeks. You know, Carlos Martinez and Jordan Walden, both potentially big pieces on this roster coming off injuries at the end of last year. How do they respond? You know, your outfielders, Randall Grichuk and Tommy Pham, two guys who have had trouble staying on the field for long periods of time. Can they stay healthy? I think there are a lot of questions health-related, but certainly then also trying to kind of spread out these next 7 weeks and not overdo it. And that's really Mike Matheny's words is one of his goals for this spring.
I got to be honest. You locked me up there when you said, you know, Mike Matheny, the theme is that it would be a fun camp. And I'm thinking, I can't think of a guy who projects less fun, per se, than Matheny. I mean, he's all business.
It is, you know, and we talk about the Cubs-Cardinals, and you think about, I mean, it's such a contrast from what the Cubs have going with Joe Maddon. And, you know, I don't think we're going to see penguins waddling in the clubhouse or snakes brooding, you know, all those tricks that they have up in Chicago. But, you know, little things he said, like competitions, whether it's a bunt competition or a fielding competition, maybe a situational hitting competition, just little games I think that they're going to try to play to keep it loose, keep it relaxed. He's going to encourage a lot of his players to let their personality shine. I mean, you think about a guy like Adam Wainwright, and I think he probably epitomizes that balance the best. I mean, he certainly comes out here. He gets in his work. He is a leader in every regard. But he also laughs and has fun while he does it. And I think that's really what Mike is going to try to do. I'm not sure we're going to see much of him laughing. I don't know if he can really have fun, but certainly he wants to foster that among others.
Well, good for him. That's good. And probably a really pretty wise decision. What about you? You know, when you get down there to Jupiter and you start to settle in, what do you do? What do you do to keep yourself sane?
That's a great question. I'm still trying to figure this out now, 10 years covering baseball. You know, it's such a different schedule down here. You know, fans certainly are never going to want to hear me complain about being in, you know, 80s and sunshine and around palm trees. But it's a different schedule for a baseball writer who's used to, you know, working mostly nights during the season, afternoons and evenings. Here is an early wake-up call, usually 6 in the morning, out at the complex by 7:30 in the morning. We have access to players both in the morning and then also early afternoon after watching them work out. So, you know, daily try to talk to as many people as I can, come up with a few story ideas for that day, and hopefully I can get out of the complex with all that completed around dinner time. I try to escape by either going for a run or playing some tennis. We have a little media group down here that tries to get out on the tennis court as much as we can. So for us, that's a little bit of an escape when you're working 7 days a week for 7 weeks away from your family and away from home. But, certainly the bulk of the day is spent here at the complex, you know, just like it is with the players and the coaches and the staff.
Yeah. Do you look forward to the games starting, that is the spring training games, or do those –
Yeah, I do. It's funny you say that because we were joking today that, you know, is it time for games to start yet? You hit a point after watching so many games of catch and so many, you know, ground balls hit by Jose Oquendo that you look forward to actually documenting some sort of game action. So, yeah, I would say after the first couple of days of watching workouts, you do kind of feel it's a little monotonous and you look forward to seeing some game action. You know, and for me, as somebody who covers the team, you know, that's an opportunity to really see how things play. You know, we talked about the Kevin Seagrass curveball that he's working on. It's one thing to watch him throw it here on the side when everything looks good, but it's another to see how it's going to play against major league hitters. So I think, you know, in terms of evaluation and see where players are and how ready they are for the season, you really have to start playing games to see that. So, yeah, I would say about a week from now when you talk to me, I'll be counting down the days for that first great Fruit League game.
Hey, curveball, nothing. I want to see Seagrass covering first base, a little PFPs. Let's get some fungos going. Come on. You got the real work out of you.
We got all of it. Goodness, you know, I never thought as an adult I would spend my days watching PFPs, catchers catching pop-ups, bullpen sessions. You know, it's a life in many regards. But it's also, like I said, after about 2.5 weeks of it, it gets a little monotonous, not just for us, but for the players as well.
Yeah, it's an exciting, fun time, though, and we're all glad to have you down there documenting it for us. Jen, enjoy the sunshine, and, get back out there, grind away, find another story.
I will do. I look forward to talking to you next week with a little more news, hopefully.
All right, there she goes, MLB.com Extras, the St. Louis Cardinals edition.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.